Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Roleplay Swan Song. Is it 49?
I think so.
Yeah.
We're one away from, you know, I kill most shows at 50, right?
No, not this time, JP. Not this time.
Well, guys,
we heard someone was leaving, and it's actually JP leaving the entire show.
I don't know if the rest of the people are going to be playing, but I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm done. I'm not going to produce this show anymore.
No one else can watch it.
Well, there you go. I didn't realize we were 49 in, so there you go. What nothing's come out in media that's really been good.
What's
happened in the past week?
Hold the phone. Nothing's come out in media.
I watched all of Breaking, Saul.
Are you going to talk about Better The Walking Dead?
I want to talk about The Walking Dead. I want to talk about the phenomenon that is The Walking Dead.
I watched the last 30 seconds of the last episode, and I haven't watched in three seasons.
Is that Fear of the Walking Dead, or is that Walking Dead in boats, or is that Walking Dead in island in boats?
Fear and the Walking Dead is going Return to be the Walking Dead on boats, which was the big reveal at the end of the last season. And that's interesting because I think don't get the wrong idea. It's not actually about boats. It just happens that
that's the tagline. It's not actually about
boats.
Are you sure? Because in the commercial, I saw one in like a sailor outfit. It's just like,
yeah, they start off on a boat to like try to figure out what the fuck they do. So yeah.
Are you excited? Are you excited, Wheat, that your love of zombies and your love of cruises are finally coming together?
Yeah,
it's
true.
That's Wheat's favorite
I've
thing.
I've thought about it many times out on the balcony, like, so. What would the plan be? Like, yeah. You know, but really, The Walking Dead season finale, like this week and this episode marked like a major event that happens in the comics.
I've seen the comic. It's amazing.
So this whole season
TV show sucked.
Really been no. See, I think you're wrong.
I haven't watched in two seasons, so as a flyby viewer.
Oh, it definitely had a period of sucking. There's no doubt about it. Nice. And then Robert Kirkman came in. He unzipped his pants. He pulled out his cock and he dropped it on the table.
The zombie ate it.
Motherfuckers, this is my IP, and I will be running this writer's room from this point forward. Thank you very much, and have a nice day.
Why would he have to say that with his dick on the table? Why?
Don't knock it if you haven't.
Listen.
Okay, fair.
Okay.
It's just really unique.
You've never seen Robert Kirkman's. It has a personality of its own. It's very convincing.
Yes. Well.
That's what happened at Comic-Con.
Right. So this season has truly been, in my opinion, more representative of the comic and actually like pulled and recreated amazing moments from the comic in a visual way. So people are pissed that they didn't show the results of what the new protagonist or antagonist does, right? Yeah. So, first and foremost, you all aren't fucking TV experts, and I hate to tell you, but any smart man or woman involved in television would be like, you're sitting on what could be one of the best cliffhangers in the, you know, like, of course we want record-breaking fucking ratings on the fucking season 7, episode 1, motherfuckers. Like, are you out of your mind?
I wonder if the drop-off will be worth it. Like, I wonder if everyone's going to tune in for the first 5 seconds to be like,
No. Because here's what's going to happen. Here's what is going to happen.
You've talked to Kirkman. Can we have the exclusive scoop?
I've seen his dick.
No.
It's written on his dick.
If it doesn't,
are you AC Slater on Entertainment Weekly?
I'll join. Fuck that guy, man. Like, he gets muscled. Suddenly you can. Yeah. Anyway.
What? I forget his name. I would have said his name.
Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez. That's it. We did it.
Season 7.
He's in season 7 of Walking Dead.
Season 7, episode 1. Show me this exact scene from an outside perspective of what happens, and I will be a fucking happy man. Because that would be a great way.
Before you guys react,
the season.
I'm going to come over the top on this. I'm going to Michael Bay this bitch. Listen, you come in, all right? You shove his dick off the table, and you go, listen, now that we got him roped in with the cliffhanger, the entire season plays in reverse from that moment in time.
Oh, shit.
It's 2 months later. Every episode goes backwards to the cliffhanger.
Yeah, that's
momentum.
That's not Hollywood.
You don't end on the cliffhanger, though. Then you do a side story.
Like,
that leads into the cliffhanger. Every single season for the next 20 years just goes into that core point.
There you go.
Listen, guys, the final episode is actually on a zip drive in a Dunkin' Donuts somewhere in America. You buy 10 donuts, there's a chance you can win that zip file and upload it to the internet.
Have they said how many seasons they're doing Walking Dead?
Well, I mean, they're going to go until probably the story ends, which is issue 300.
Oh, they're already at 300. Shit, I didn't know that.
No, no, that is when Kirkman wants to end it, 300.
Oh, what are they at right now? In the
153.
Oh, my God. So they have like 10 years then.
Yep.
There's going to be 20 seasons of this shit?
Worked from Simpsons.
You know how many shows do the run? Well, see, no, Simpsons is like situation. That's fine. He's like, they're going to do another fucking Prison Break, guys. There's Prison Break 9 coming out. How many goddamn times can you get locked in a fucking prison and be like, well, shit.
In all fairness,
this one's suspended from the sky under the ocean. It's crazy.
Fucking phenomenal. That and Prison Break season one was amazing. It was great.
Season one. Just like 24. Season five is like, you got to be fucking kidding me. I got one day again.
I like the final season of 24. When he came back, I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I mean,
when they did the reboot, I thought it was great.
What do they say about Taken? Like, at some point, you got to realize Liam Neeson's just not a very good father.
Yeah.
Same thing. Like, we'll just keep rehashing this thing, but eventually you got to be like, wait a second.
Oh,
yeah, but in the case of 24, like, Jack Bauer was the fuck. He was the badass, dude. I mean, he was like television's John McClane, man. He fucking tried to stop an EMP against the city with his back. Who does that? Only fucking Jack Bauer.
Shitty writers, though. Shitty writers is who does that. My point is Walking Dead season fucking 27 or whatever the fuck it's going to be. It's going to have to be so far away from zombies. It's going to have to be so blasé. Like, they're going to have conversations while their minigun is just mowing down hordes of zombies. And be like,
see, you know what?
You fucked Jimmy? So I can't believe you fucked Jimmy. That's stupid.
It's so obvious, like, how little you actually know, because it's not about the zombies at all. It really isn't.
True.
It's
you're right.
The zombies are a fucking set piece, and it is about the fucking horrible things that happens to people and their relationships.
Well, the title, the title's.
All right, guys, I apologize. I offended Wheat's Pitchker book.
You did.
Got him. This is Angry Wheat. I apologize. You're right.
Nah, this ain't Angry Wheat, man. in other news, they've been flashing imagery of Preacher.
I saw Arsface.
Arsface on Twitter, yeah.
Did you see Arsface, Wheat? Or I mean, Jeff, did you see Arsface?
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
It's all amazing. Dumb. No, but listen, here, this is like huge. Well, two things. Preacher and Dark Tower. For everyone out there that hasn't read these, do not fucking spoil this for yourselves. Please do not, especially Dark Tower. Do not. Don't go onto Reddit. Don't Google it. If you're going to read the books. That's fine.
Yes.
But enjoy this content, because if I could teleport back to a time and place where I'm enjoying this for the first time, I would. And if I saw someone walking towards a spoiler, I would cut down 7 dozen children. I would slice their fucking heads right off. Clean.
Seven dozen.
Not eight.
I would just chop children in half to stop that person. Because this is some of the best stuff. Like, Preacher in particular is really revolutionary, especially if they do it right. And
we're going to know pretty early in Preacher
what they're going to do.
Like, if they're going to. I mean, there's some.
Episode three, we're going to know.
I think so. I mean, like, honestly, and again, I don't think this is a spoiler, but, like, in the very beginning, in the first volume, there is a scene that involves.
7 dozen children. We be careful here.
How Genesis was created.
Right? Yeah. You're not wrong.
And that, if that scene is not represented, I think, in the way that it was, then I will instantly know that we're going into a totally different Preacher than what I know.
I even wonder if they're going to, like, zoom into heaven and show just, like, the people talking. Like, is that going to be a scene where they just, like.
It has to be.
I mean, it kind of has to, right?
But, like. Just in the same way that, like, I want to fucking turn on the Sunday episode and all of a sudden they're in the Wild West and I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's in order for it to be on TV, they are going to have to censor a fuck ton. Like, I'm not going to see a 4-foot man ejaculating into a pile of hot dogs. Like, it's just not going to happen.
It's true.
But I want them to come.
They could actually ruin the whole. They could throw out the whole sex detective.
Yeah, that was kind of like a weird point for sure. A weird plot point.
I mean, literally, that story does not suffer from the lack of those two guys.
But the sexual deviancy of the Nazi guy, they probably do have to keep in on some level because that's part of his character, how fucking weird that guy.
Yeah.
And hypocritical.
You can leave a lot of stuff off screen and still have it be pretty heavily implicit.
That's true. It's true.
By the way, as far as predictions go, so many TV series obviously don't have the $100 million, $500 million budget of a movie, so many good shows are ruined by, like, how do we depict an angel and a demon? Well, let's just give them colored contacts and have them, like, floating, kind of.
Right.
Please, for God's sake.
Well, that's just the, what is that terrible show that should have ended 3 seasons ago with the two teenagers?
Supernatural.
That's just the Supernatural
one. It's a lot of shows. It is Supernatural's, like, super guilty of that, but it's a lot of shows that are like, monster, well, he's got claws and a horn and green eyes. Please break the bank and have an angel and a demon just power fucking in the sky. That'd be just fantastic.
That'd be funny.
I'm so just excited to see people freak out.
That happens in May?
May.
Is it that soon?
It happens at the very beginning of May. I think Game of Thrones is the week prior to that. So what? Game of Thrones on a Sunday, then Preacher is like on a Wednesday or Thursday or some shit.
I had no idea they were that close.
Yeah.
I think I'm just making times up.
Game of Thrones is right.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Premieres May 22nd. I was a little bit off. I thought it was May 2nd.
It's still pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think Game of Thrones is the 26th. 17th. And, oh, shit. And
you guys, that's like real since close. We're talking about Outcast comes out. It's on June 3rd. Which is Robert Kirkman's Possession book, and it's.
I was just gonna say they haven't made an album in a long time.
You know what?
And Stankonia was awesome.
We've done quite a few projects with the Skybound guys, and I love their story of basically.
Oh, 24.
I want to talk about Andre 3000 some more. Can we do that?
We didn't do it on AMC because we couldn't recreate the themes of the book, and like, and there's a few instances where like there are. Son, mom, possessions, and they like beat the fuck out of each other. And
wait, this is becoming a show?
God, I'd hate if I censored that. I want to see that. Turn.
No, it's going to be fucking awesome.
It's on Cinemax.
It's on Cinemax, bro.
That's a great channel. Pass!
solid debating from Jeff there. But really, though, how about
that? Years after Taxi Cab Confessions.
Is that what someone chat?
That's the key porn of every hotel room. Is Taxi Cab Confessions.
HBO.
Yeah, I think Taxi Cab Confessions is HBO.
God, get your paid networks. And don't try to fucking say you didn't watch Cinemax like a fucking thing. Oh, yeah.
Was Cinemax Spartacus or was that Skinemax. Stars?
Stars.
That's what they call it.
Stars. Spartacus is actually pretty good.
Yeah. I have not
speaking about penises. Yeah, Spartacus. That
they did have a ton of male.
There was a lot of dong on that show.
It is one of my dad's favorite.
Spartacus. I remember this is back when Anne and I were dating, and she was living with her roommate Melissa. And we're like, oh, I've heard about the show. A lot of people are watching it. He turned it on, and it was when the guy was having a conversation while being jerked off for 10 minutes, and then and just mildly coming. And we were all like, so. And I don't mind that kind of shit, but when there's other people uncomfortable, I become doubly uncomfortable. I'm like, it's just quiet, and like Anna's like, she's like, is there anything else on? Can we watch anything else? Anything at all? And I'm just like, oh my god. He's just standing with hands on hips, like,
I know, I forgot.
Continue to stroke my cock. I'm a goddamn Caesar, of course.
Yeah. Like, can you think of any other way to just show how disdainful you are for a person that you can't even stop getting a hand job to like talk to them? Like, excuse me, Caesar. Go ahead, I'm listening. Yes.
That's again probably my Western upbringing or whatever. But like, the most disturbing scenes in movies and shows for me always. Is uncomfortable sex for me.
Oh my god, have you seen The Master? Have you seen the show, the movie The Master? It's got it's about Scientology. It has one of the most uncomfortable, like,
I haven't seen it,
pity hand jobs I've ever seen in a movie.
The Master, is this that magic movie?
No, this is the one. It's about
I know what you're talking about.
Joaquin Phoenix, and he died recently. He's in The Hunger Games.
Peter Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Philip Seymour Hoffman. Yeah, dude. And I think Lois Lane is in it, but it was so uncomfortable.
All right, I'll definitely check that out because I like being uncomfortable, actually.
Yeah.
There you go. But for me, the biggest one, and I think it's more the age that it happened, I was at my friend's house. We were watching this movie called 8 Mile, a documentary movie on the rap superstar that is Eminem. The chain link fence, dry, like just the hump, like the quiet, husky sex scene that is that.
I don't remember that sex scene very well.
So fucking uncomfortable. He's doing her against a chain link fence, and there's no music. She's like kind of crying. It's quiet. It was just, and I was sitting there with my friend's parents, and I was like, I wanted to like.
You should have started with that because that's the awkward part of it.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, if you're by yourself, whatever, you know, I guess you can just get through it. But no, it was definitely with my friend's parents.
So this is great, right? So like, come home for Christmas once, like 6 years ago or something like that. My family's all home. It's my mom, my brother, my dad, and me. And my mom and dad are like, oh, let's watch this great movie. And I forget what it was called. It was some Chinese movie. It was like a really, you know, nice, artistically shot, dramatic, you know, Chinese
was
film.
Was that this year?
No. That was like 6 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And like everything's going fine until like all of a sudden there's like really aggressive, like,
was it mem-
BDSM style, like pseudo consensual sex. Just like really aggressive.
Didn't they have a scene like that in Memoirs of a Geisha or whatever? Wasn't there something like that?
No.
Probably.
It was something else. It was something else entirely.
Dude, another one though. Someone in chat just reminded me of this. The movie's called like something Acts of Violence or whatever.
It's Random with, Acts of Violence?
I can't remember. It's with the guy that plays something in Lord of the Rings. Everyone knows his name except for me.
Sean Bean?
No, the other one. Yes, Viggo Mortensen, whatever.
Sean Bean.
Oh, yes, I've seen that movie. Yes, I know exactly the scene you're talking about. That movie's awesome, by the way.
It's a great movie. It's a great mob movie.
I think it's called Random Acts of Violence.
Oh, okay.
It's not. Someone's going to say in chat, A History of Violence.
Oh, History of Violence, yeah.
Anyways, there's this scene where he's like, he's having stress with his wife because he's just been pulled back into the mafia.
Yeah.
She dresses up as a cheerleader to kind of turn him on, but then he like has to break bad news to her. So she tries to scramble up the stairs because she's so disgusted and crying. He grabs her ankle. She falls down. He like claws onto her back and begins to mount her. Mm-hmm. And it's like the most, it's kind of rapey, but then she gets into it. But you're not sure if she's going to get into it, if we're about to see just full on penetration rape in the middle of a movie. And I'm there with my dad and my brother on either side of me again. And I remember just being like, please cut to black. Get away from the scene right now. And I distinctly remember, again, music gone. She's softly sobbing. He's like, and then, you know, it's just terrible. And I remember my dad, because this is the sound. This is the sound every man will make at some point in their life when they're just profoundly uncomfortable. He just goes, he just dead quiet goes, and that was it. And the scene passes, and then after the scene passes, we're like, man, this movie's really brutal, isn't it? We're like, yeah, it sure is. I'm like, oh, you want some popcorn? Sure. And like someone gets up and goes, like, God.
This is why these kinds of things, this is why we like scenes like when Higgs tried to strangle that dude and it took 10 minutes. Like,
yeah.
I think it's the one thing that a cinematographer or a director or whatever can do to like really put the screws to the audience is just not cut away. Like just make you just watch a thing and you're like, I don't want to see this anymore. And the director's like, nah, tough shit, buddy.
Yeah,
sure. By the way, Jeff, you mentioned Better Call Saul last week. So then I watched all of it in like 3 days. I don't necessarily know if that's like an amazing show.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say.
I think it's good because you see things and you're just like, oh, yeah, I remember that thing from Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Then you think about how good Breaking Bad was.
I liked it because of the style, and it was like a fun, like each episode had its own kind of, it kind of completed a mini arc of sorts.
Yeah.
You know?
You need to watch season two, though.
You watch season two.
I'm caught up. I watched last night's episode.
Season two, in my opinion, is like
it's more Breaking Bad than the first season.
It's basically like Better Call Mike, in my opinion. Right? Oh. Like, and
there's a lot of episodes focused on Mike. For sure,
he's the fucking best. He was even one of the best in Breaking Bad.
Yeah. There was like, and you know what I'm talking about, but there was a scene where I literally was like, oh my God! Like, holy shit!
Well, even the scene where he's talking to his—I don't think this is a spoiler. Even the scene where he's talking to his daughter and has like the monologue—that's probably like the best scene in the show so far.
Right. Right.
You were in season one.
I was talking to somebody about this the other day. So the guy that plays Mike, that actor, was he in anything before Breaking Bad?
Yeah, he's in a lot of shit, dude. He's like that. He was definitely. I mean, when you go back and watch, what did I just watch? I think Die Hard 2 or something. I was
right.
Like,
yeah, but he was a background guy, right? It wasn't like
Jonathan Banks. Yeah.
He was the monster in Goonies, I think. Wasn't
Breaking Bad was kind of his first thing. But can you imagine like what that would be like having your big acting break as late in your career as he did, and then just be like, "Cool, I'm a super famous old guy now."
I'd be okay with it still.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be awesome, but it's just it's a weird time to be like, "Yeah, you're famous now." After all that, now
he was in the show Mike Tyson Mysteries as the Wizard.
The Wizard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic role.
Horrible Bosses 2. Identity.
He was on
Thief.
It was a Modern Family before Breaking
Community
Bad.
Community College, whatever it's called. Community.
Yeah, he was in Community as well, 90s, yeah.
About the community I think college. The 90s will
reveal. Well, it's about Community College. I don't know what's
it. A lot of.
ER, Dexter.
Oh, he was an Alias. That's right. Holy
so,
shit.
Today on the cast of Swan Song reads IMDb to you out loud.
Yeah.
Hey, did you know?
We still got 8 minutes to kill. So.
We're good.
Major 3, Deadly Reunion.
JP, I got you covered because we're going to bring back what's been in your mouth.
Yeah, what have you been eating?
I made the Hemingway burger this weekend, and I made like 6 burgers, and which of course I cannot eat in one sitting.
Is the Hemingway burger that one where you half cook it and then throw it out and just drink yourself to death?
No, that's the Sinatra burger.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. No, the Hemingway burger is actually a really great recipe. Go look it up. It's the best, like the best homemade burger that I've ever made. And
is
so
this today, actually Hemingway's burger? Is that?
Yeah, it's Hemingway's recipe.
Oh, okay.
So it's like today I cut an avocado in half and I put half of the avocado on the bottom of the 2 burgers that I made. And then burger or like mustard, avocado, burger, sharp cheddar cheese, a fried egg, sriracha sauce, the other half of the avocado.
Okay. So Steven clearly doesn't understand the segment, what's been in your mouth. I'll bring us back on track. I
stopped
a 9-inch dick 2 nights ago and it was like a transformative experience. Let me tell you, don't go longer than 10 minutes with that kind of thing because you will get throat cancer. I'll tell you what.
Jeff, I'm glad you had this epiphany about yourself. Thank you for sharing.
That was actually the guy's name.
Epiphany. Shout out to Adam for actually laughing, by the way, because if you wouldn't have laughed, I would have had to cut to black. I was just going,
this just became very uncomfortable.
You make a blowjob joke, you need your friends to laugh, guys. I don't know if you've got
Marcus, I've got my brother
Steven,
right here.
Steven, looking at you guys.
Right here.
There you go.
Yeah, so that was good.
That's where we pull the camera back and reveal that my mom and grandmother and Anna are actually all sitting next. Oh, speak of Anna, there you go.
Look at how heterosexual he is, everybody. Look.
She brought me this.
He's the straightest.
What
so
is that?
It's true.
It's a peanut butter and jelly Jamba Juice.
A peanut butter and jelly? I never heard
that
of
that exists?
Well, it's just like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
What?
Oh, seems pretty
good. Yeah, guys, ask for it. It's amazing.
I haven't been to Jamba Juice in a very long time.
I like it. I like smoothies though.
Is Jamba Juice the one that sell the little like pre-frozen things that you can put into a blender? Is that same brand?
I don't know.
I haven't had one of those in several years as well. That's why I was asking. Because that's the only time I've had them.
I'm going to bring you to this local mom and pop shop called Jamba Juice.
Let's go. Let's make it a date. I've never been before. Was there anything else? I've been really. I need some TV shows to watch. I've watched everything to completion. I rewatched Star Wars.
Trailer Park Boys?
Have you watched what?
Trailer Park Boys.
It's not my type of humor. Believe it or not.
What? Yeah, I kind of agree. I watched.
Let me ask you this though, JP. Did you only watch season one?
I watched like random 5 minutes of a season, and I was not in.
What about Workaholics?
Same thing. Not my type of humor. I've watched a full episode of that.
I watched a few episodes where like the Hulu sort of did it like, I think you should watch this DJ Wheat like 20 times. And finally I watched it. Show Where
right?
Have You Been My Whole Life? Like, oh my God, how can that not be your type?
I tried
of
to
humor?
Watch.
It's so there is a fucking episode where they drop a bunch of acid in the office. That is like,
I think I've seen that episode actually or seen
ever.
Parts of that.
I laughed. I hurt my side.
Netflix told me to watch. Netflix told me to watch Jane the Virgin the other day, so I watched about 20 minutes of that and was like, why the fuck did Netflix tell me to watch
this? Wow.
It actually is the best reviewed show, though, of 2015 or 14, though, which is kind of weird.
Jane the Virgin?
Jane the Virgin, yeah. It's a weird show.
I've just kind started watching Mad Men, actually.
I finished that. God.
Mad Men's great. Awesome.
Yeah.
It's super good. But it's also like sexism, the TV show.
Yeah.
Guess what? No, it
gets advertising still the same.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It gets about 6,000 times worse as the seasons go on, too.
Oh, yeah.
Literally the same.
Which is great for TV. It's great TV. It's fantastic TV.
Watching Mad Men was hard for me because watching it, I mean, obviously, it reminded me of my old job, but also every time I watched it, I was like, I really need a cigarette and I need to drink.
Yeah, man. Oh, they make God, cigarettes just, really are so cool, man. Drink.
But and, I mean, it's not they're making it. It's literally that fucking time period.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, it's like, seems accurately represented.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not because it was the name of the show. It's just like, it's very accurate.
And yeah. I hope you have the same experience I did, which is where you become a big fan of Donald Draper and you kind of cheer for him a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
I did too.
Have your dick slammed in a door frame.
He does that in two episodes. It's like, this guy is awesome and also a raging asshole. Yeah.
The best character in the show, though, is Howard, bar none. Best show. Or best character in that entire show. He actually cannot be beaten. Yeah.
Yeah,
Howard's the boss, right?
Oh, Howard. Oh,
the white-haired
guy? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Roger. Yeah, why did I say Howard?
God, the episode with him in blackface is so fucking hard to watch. Like, just like, ugh.
I really like that actor because of that show.
Yeah, he's a fantastic actor. Yeah. It's interesting because you're watching a show about a time period that already feels old, and he's an artifact of an older time period, right? Like, every time there's a little arc of three episodes or so where they're like trying to make a deal with a Japanese company, and he's just the worst trash there is.
He's like, so it's just to
so bad. Yeah, he's terrible.
So bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's fucking hilarious. It's the
same kind of thing. Like, it's, if you watch it and you're not like, ha ha, racism's so cool. If you watch it, you're like, oh, these people are terrible.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah. But it's just all I was watching, I'm like, I can't watch this anymore, or I'm going to just go smoke 1,000 cigarettes because it's so cool.
Yeah. They do portray it as a really cool thing to do. The entire
show. Never smoked, never had any desire to, don't like it, whatever. But drinking?
Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah, they drink a shit ton too, man. Every time I watch that show,
I'm like, God, I want to drink.
They do a great job of it.
The like push cart tray thing, I want one of those and I don't fucking need that.
The thing is, I actually thought about it, like, if I drank, like, no one could physically drink as much as they do in that show, I don't think.
No.
They drink like 3 glasses a day, at least.
We talked about this on Twitter, I think, JP, and that, yeah, like, that's still kind of a thing. Like, there were definitely weeks where at the office I worked at, we would be like, well, it's 3 o'clock, let's get wasted.
Yeah.
Or like, drink in a meeting, it's like, it's 10 o'clock here, but it's a meeting with people in Toronto, so...
They would start drinking at like 10 a.m. on the show.
Yeah.
And then they would just take the day off and get day drunk. That's like actually what happened. It's kind of stupid.
Yeah.
But anyways, with a minute to spare, I think we can go ahead and wrap the pre-show up. So there you go. Welcome everyone from YouTube who just clicked the link in the comments. You missed talk about Walking Dead, The Preacher, awkward sex scenes with Jeff's friends and family.
Yeah. to be fair, in the comments, people love our discussions. I think.
Yeah.
I don't think
it's very polarizing.
Hit or miss.
Is it polarized? There's people that don't like it, really?
It's hit or miss, I think.
Like, you either love it or you hate it.
Honestly, they go fuck themselves. You know what I mean?
I believe it. Someone put the exclamation point chat in chat.
I hear that. You can't do that if you're watching on YouTube, so that's free.
Yeah. That's so true. YouTube can go fuck themselves.
Aww.
I like how every time we say it, there's always the nice people are like, hey.
I'd watch it
if I could, guys, but I have 17 children. We're like, you're not what we're talking about.
Yeah.
There you go. Wait 3 comments later when someone says they're going to kill us and wear our skin for Halloween.
God, I love the internet.
It's true. Adam, what's up?
Well, I think that we left off at a bit of a strange reunion. So Alfarious and Eric and Kia, the three of you are at an outdoor, I guess like a restaurant, I think you're at, or
we're at the statue, right?
Statue.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're in a public area, like a park or whatever. There's some like, you know, students around doing student spring break stuff. And this car pulls up and Higgs gets out. And yeah, Kia, you you have a moment of dread for some reason. You see Higgs, and you know, like with Alpharius and Eric, you recognize him from your dreams. And it sends a shiver down your spine. There's no doubt, I think, in your mind at this point that these are the people that Vito warned you about, the ones that have come from the syndicate to put an end to your organization here on Anaximander and to all the things you've been working so hard to build. And now these three are likely is not going to just shoot you and leave you in a dumpster, but you've agreed to meet with them because God works in mysterious ways. So when you see this guy, you see him get out of the car. What are you gonna do?
Can you, Adam? Can you like set the scene with the horse again? How did the horse come in? Was that just like
it was on the side of? It was like on the side of a truck. It was a hollow ad on the side of a truck.
Yeah,
and yeah, okay. It was like a white horse.
Yeah.
I think it was probably for like a fuel company or something. And as Higgs got out, there was this like image in the background of the horse rearing at the traffic stop.
Cool.
Now also Higgs, you're accompanied by a handful of killer robots, aren't you?
Dressed as them.
Yes, they're killer robots wearing
dressed clothes. As me. Yeah.
Yeah. So from several thousand yards, they look like people. But yeah, at this distance, the warbots are cloaked. And so you see this, Kia, what's your plan here? What are you thinking? Let's talk a little about what's in Kia Turi's head.
So the thing driving her are the visions, and yeah. that, of course, you know, Kia, who's a heavy believer in the New Prophet Christian movement, believes that these have something to do with the New Prophet Christian movement,
yeah.
And the New Prophet. So I just want to talk to them. And I think, like, as I see Higgs, there's another scene of sort of slow stepping back terror as I'm like confronted with what I have seen and thought wasn't real or couldn't decipher. And now, you know, some semblance of understanding or at least a connection is made.
Okay.
And I want to know why.
Yeah, Alpharius and Eric, you see Kia like recoil mm-hmm. little. And
I've seen this before too, and it kind of confuses me, so I think I would say something to her and be like, cuz I see Higgins coming too, right?
Yep.
I would just be like, why is it that I'm reading that you're so afraid? I don't understand.
If you've seen what I have seen, son, I think that you would understand.
I've seen an entire planet raised from the sky, my family burnt to the crisp around me, and my body destroyed.
You don't look like a man who, forgive me for saying, but is really capable of fear. In fact, you look like a man who invokes fears in others. So I ask you, why wouldn't you think I would be fearful in the situation that I've put myself into?
I guess I just don't know what your assumptions of us are. We don't have any reason that I know of to cause you harm. You look exactly like one of our crewmates and our friends who we were trying to rescue. That's all. That's our only connection.
That's what I wish to speak with you about. Is Higgs there at that point? Like,
yeah, I think as you're saying that, like, that's what I want to talk to you about. This is where you, Higgs, you walk up.
But before I even, maybe like we go back while we're in the car or something, and I'm with the Piebots.
Okay.
What was the stupid name that we made up for him?
The Brookies.
The Brookies. Yeah. Explain the joke
because,
again?
You were eating one at the time. Well, no,
and because Pi is the pizza robot, yeah. And they're like an add-on.
Yeah,
they're
Brookies are a brownie cookie from Papa John's. That's why I was having them that night. Yep. Yeah.
A brookie is also a bowling term of when you get a strike, but you hit the opposite head pin instead of the one that you're aiming for, which is all I think about when you hear brookie, and I'm like, what the fuck?
That's right.
I want to know why Steven isn't sharing any of his Papa John's sponsorship money with us.
It's true.
So, listen, it's all about that pizzacodes.com.
Broken promises.
Retail Me Not actually bought pizzacodes.com, so they're not free anymore.
God damn it.
They're actually a pretty bad website, so that sucks. Anyways, so skip back in the car a little bit, and we're at the Brookies, and I look at one of them, whichever one, it doesn't matter.
So there's there's like Higgs, and then so these like they're basically like automated limos, and they have like seating on both sides, and so it's like you with two robots next to you, and then on the seat across from you, two more robots, and you're all wearing your clothes.
Yeah,
so kind of a moment of surreality is the car like.
Yeah, I kind of like look at them all, and then maybe I just smile a little bit and say. When we get there, I need you four to form a, let's do a triangle perimeter. We'll have you three, and I just kind of like point the three of them and say, and you're going to be right next to me, okay?
Yeah, they
I need a confirmation of this, Brookies.
Yeah, I think that's the thing is like they're not able to fully embody Pi the same way that the armature that Piani made is. So you can get, you can get like affirmative or negative or like basically any kind of like military related information into or out of them. But otherwise they just store procedural information, then pass it back to Pi when they sleep.
Okay.
So you get an affirmative signal, right? You get the little like salute.
Okay. So then we get there. We get out of the car.
No, hold on. Higgs, it's not a salute, is it? What is the affirmative signal?
I don't know. You're asking me or Adam?
I'm asking you. What affirmative signal did you assign? What commands did you give?
Oh. If we had to set this up, the affirmative signal is just a stern thumbs up.
Yeah, totally.
And a negative nice symbol is just like a cut.
Yeah. Cool. So they give you a nice loud pneumatic like.
Yeah. Great.
Cybernetic thumbs up. Yeah.
All right. So fast forward again, we get out of the car. I just kind of wait for the three of them to kind of form the triangle perimeter. And then once they do, I start like walking towards the group with the one next to me. And I probably, as Jeff was in the conversation, as Alfarius is in conversation, is when I approach.
And maybe like during that conversation, as I'm talking to Alfarius, like my eyes keep wandering towards Higgs, like seeing him walk closer and closer. Until the point, I guess, when I say, that's what I wanted to talk with you about. You see, forgive me, but I'm confused. I just dropped
my gun on the table as this is like. As you're mid conversation, I just drop it in the middle of the table.
Yeah, no, you haven't, Higgs, you haven't seen Kia face to face before, right? Like, this is your first time seeing what looks to you like a Piani, but with both her eyes and longer blonde hair. Obviously, she's not dressed the way that Piani would either.
Okay. So, I just like put the gun on the table. Do you continue talking, Kia?
I mean, I think I like look at the gun, but yes, and then maybe with a pause and say, now I don't know what your intentions are, but I do wish to make clear mine.
I kind of like look at you and maybe just like tilt my head and say, you know, you're prettier than her. I'll give you that much.
Eric just kind of subtly shakes his head.
You don't agree, Eric? You don't think this young woman is more attractive than Piani? I do.
What? What have you done with Piani?
I just kind of like turn my head back to Kia.
I guess that's my first question to you both, or three. Who is this woman that you continuously mistake me for?
Do I have the ability to pull out a compad and just show her something of Piani?
Maybe. Where would you have gotten a picture of Piani from?
I mean, just footage that I watched for years, this or for the past couple or two.
He probably is like, well, this one's making eggs. This one's about to head to the shower.
Well, okay, now, how about this?
This is her building pie.
How about this? I just stare at it and say, you know, this would be a lot easier if you just come back to our ship. We can show you where she lives. We can show her how similar you are, and I could even talk to you a little bit about these dreams she's been having that she didn't tell anyone about.
Dreams. Visions.
Something like that. Yeah, we're, again, not really sure. I'm reading her journal, not talking to her.
She said something about a wolf and some sort of drop pod.
Yes, that was one of the many things that came out of her weird dreams.
Would you believe me if I told you that I've had vision of you three?
After what I just read for the past 48 hours, no.
No?
I just kind of like look at you and say, I'd only believe that if you actually were just Piani yourself, because if this is happening to two people, then that's just, it's not something that could happen.
I think there's like just a lot of sort of like almost confusion, not really understanding what is going on, like literally trying to think if you were, you know, dealing with someone who was not you, you know, you were being mistaken. So, I mean, I think there's like a moment where there's just kind of like a loss for words. Like, I don't even know what to think.
I guess I just like, look at her again and say...
Those sounds are Alfarious sounds, by the way.
Perfect. Look at Kia again and say, ma'am, I asked nicely. It's getting to the point now where I'm just going to start demanding you come back to the ship. We got a lot of questions. I'm sure you do, too. Not really comfortable having this conversation out in the open. I don't know if you have people working with you, but I'd rather we're in the safety of our ship.
Captain, it's important you know she came here under her own volition, and... I have not heard a sufficient answer, but she, and I'm still looking at her while I say this. I say, she gave severe signs of terror and fear upon seeing myself and Eric, and that escalated actually when she saw you. I still don't know why.
Well, then why don't we just show you what we're all about back on the ship?
I'm not sure I caught your name. Looking at Higgins.
I look at her and maybe like the right side of my mouth smiles. Just like, well, I'm Wilbur Higgins III. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Wilbur Higgins III. You said you would not be surprised to learn that I've had vision of you three. Would you be surprised to learn that my visions of you three involve violent acts of what would be vile and evil men?
Ma'am, I've killed over 100 people that I can remember in the past couple of years, so no, not really.
You give up that information, yet you seem to think that I'm comfortable with such a statement and would go back to the ship without any sort of guarantee of my safety.
Again, ma'am, your safety is guaranteed by putting the gun on the table. If I wanted you dead, we would have killed you far before I even started this conversation. You're our only link to our friend, all right? That's the only reason you're alive.
You're the only link to the vision I'm having.
What are your visions?
I just kind of like, can we start going towards the ship, all right? I fucking hate this place. I hate being out in the open. I feel unprotected.
I hope you understand that I'm not ready to commit to returning to your ship. Understand that I'm...
So, let's just a hard pause right here and everything. If I wanted to pull out the stun baton and stun her and knock her out, would that be possible right now?
Yeah. I mean, you could, theoretically. I assume you have it on you. You could try to try to attack her with it.
Okay. I just want to stun baton out of nowhere and just jam it in her neck.
Okay. All right. Let me get the stats for the stun baton here.
Okay. I think I actually have it in my character sheet. Hold on.
We'll get you to roll initiative to see if you can do it fast. And then if you beat her, you can go first.
I'm going to make a prediction, by the way.
Not I do have it, yeah.
But classic Higgins moment here is that he whiffs critically.
Yeah.
And this all becomes very weird.
Yes, 100%.
Which I'm excited about. I'm not...
It's going to be a good show tonight, boys.
Okay, so let's see. Stun baton. Okay.
I just have the damage die. I don't have
anything. Yeah, that's fine. Okay, so both of you make an initiative check.
Okay, select your token. If I don't have the token selected, it doesn't matter, right?
I feel like if you're rolling it off your character sheet, it might. But if you just roll, a d8 plus your
plus dex.
Yeah.
What's your okay.
Oh, no.
Wow. Can I re-roll initiative?
What?
That's impressive.
No, that's all you got. All right, so beat a zero. Oh my Kia. God. Roll a d8 plus whatever your dex mod is.
Oh man.
You go for it and it's stuck in the holster and
great.
Yeah.
All right, so Kia, you see Higgs really obviously telegraphing that he's going for a weapon.
I put my hand behind my back and then search around for a second.
Where's the
stun baton? Yeah.
So you can do something. Yeah. His gun is sitting on the table.
I'd like to offer an alternate experience. I think that I had a vision about this exact moment.
Yeah, and that accounts for your sudden high speed reaction.
Yeah, right. And so you know what I do? Mm. The moment that that trigger from the dream, I fucking turn around and just start running. As
run for it. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So you see him go for a weapon and you just book it. So you run your full movement rate away. And if all you're doing is running, then it's double. So, yeah, you get a pretty good lead if Higgs wants to chase you. But yeah, the three of you, Alfarious, Eric, Higgs, and the robots, you all just see your take off.
Wow. Yeah. I'm just confused. I don't even know what my role is. It's usually security, and this girl's no threat, and she's our closest link. So when Higgs starts rummaging through his butt and stuff, and is very clearly, I think my mouth literally just opens.
Yeah. The second that she, I guess, gets however far away she's gonna get in this round, I'm just like, for fucks, can we just fucking have one thing good go? Someone go collect this, please. Just please, Brookies, come on, collector. I'm just waving everyone on, just kind of leaning on the table.
Okay, all right. So a bunch of a bunch of robots chase after you. Kia, and the I guess Higgs at least. Eric, what are you doing?
So how far away is she?
Twice whatever normal running speed is. I think it's 60. I think 60 meters total.
60 meters total. Damn.
Something like that. Yeah, rounds are pretty long. Let me double check. Because it's you can move X amount of meters in combat.
Yeah.
And then something else.
She runs across.
Oh no, it's 40 meters. Yeah, you run 20 meters during your turn, and if that's all you're doing, you can do it twice.
131 feet was just cleared. What? How long is
40 meters? So yeah, 40 yards, 120.
So could I run?
You ran half of the fucking size of a football field. Let's just put that out there.
That's right. In 6 seconds.
Yeah. 6 seconds. Yeah.
So. Could I run 10 meters and then teleport to her?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to actually run 12 meters and then teleport right in front of her.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. And that's all you can do. So, yeah. I mean,
right in front. I want her to run into me.
Yeah, I figured that was the plan. Okay. So yeah, you just appear in front of her, spend your points, and then she...
Bamf.
Yeah. She's right in front of you there. Alfarious, you're just
when he says go get her, I turn it. I do the T-1000 run.
Okay. All right.
I don't think I chase after. I think I just kind of like sit down.
Yeah. Okay.
And just kind of like go like this and just wait. Like I just look bored and tired, like not wanting to be here. I'm just waiting.
Okay. Yeah. The robots chase after her too. The war bots. Okay.
So are they fun? They run like 2 miles per hour, really.
Yeah. Are they fast?
They're soldiers, right? They were built to engage in war, so they're kind of scary, actually. Like, so they
does it look like the iRobot robots?
They're a little more like militarized than that. They're like a dull kind of like gray color.
Gotcha.
And
like a cross between Johnny Five and the iRobots. Got it.
What is?
They look like the cops from Chappie.
Oh, okay.
Chappie.
What is the what is my immediate danger?
I mean, I know
Eric on their intent. Right in front of
yeah,
me.
Yeah, like this fucking sorcerer just like appeared in front of you.
Yeah. I just appeared like 3 feet in front of you while you're running 10 meters a second.
Yeah. So you like
do I even have the opportunity to respond?
Yeah. Because he had to use his whole turn for that. So
yeah.
So what I just change direction.
You're right in front of him, so you can do kind of whatever you want. Punch him in the face, run, like try to hide, like try to disappear into the crowd, right? Because there's lots of people around, and
yeah,
they're starting to like after this initial, they're starting to notice. They notice the war bots, like stuff. They're starting to like build like tension in the crowd. People are still confused, but by the end of the next round, they're gonna know what's going on. They're gonna be like, they're chasing that girl. Like,
I'm gonna keep running.
Okay. And do you want to try, like, because you know this place way better than they do. Do you want to try and hide, or like, is it just like a full out run?
I am not trying to bring attention to it. I am simply trying to get away, knowing that hopefully the further I get into the campus, possibly the easier it will be.
Okay.
So, like, she didn't have to, like, make any physical save to avoid colliding with me?
No, because there's no, like, momentum rules. Like, you move and then you move. It's not like you're going to, like, crash into her. She can choose to stop.
Do you know what this is?
The rules of the game?
Some horseshit.
I know. It's horseshit, too. I know. But that's how it is. Yeah, I mean, she like, comes to a skidding halt right in front of you. It's her turn, so yeah.
I wish to keep running.
Okay. All right. So you take off at a run, and maybe you like try to grab her, Eric, but she's like a little further away than you expected or something, but you're right a lot closer to her. And I think that this isn't so much like combat, like let's not do round by round stuff. If you want to chase her, basically anyone chasing after her can make a roll, and it'll be opposed by Kia's roll, and whoever ends up with the better result wins the goat they want.
Is it athleticism?
Yeah. So it's going to be an athletics roll. I'm going to give you an extra, like a plus one.
Have initiative over and over again.
You have home turf advantage here. Yeah, otherwise it'll be just a skill check. It'll be tough for you though, because there are like Eric and Alfarius chasing after you. So
see if she can beat a six.
Okay. Eric?
What the fuck?
I roll really well, JP.
No, okay. Oh, sorry. I thought that was I thought you rolled a 10 off of a D8. I was like, you have plus two?
Did you say dexterity
or strength? In this case, dex or strength. Either one's fine.
Can we have the bots roll?
Dex.
Yeah.
The robots.
Yeah. I'll roll for them too.
Nice.
Oh.
Reckon it.
Jesus.
Okay. Let's see.
It's the one time Wheat's ever rolled good.
Infantry war bots. Skill bonus plus one.
I hope the fucking robots just like crush it.
Nope.
Oh.
God damn it.
All right. So Kia, you you managed to like slip away. You managed to get away into the crowd. The robots they stop and they start to, instead of chasing you, they start to like fan out and start like looking for you.
Okay. At this point, how it's been like what, 30 seconds?
Not even like 12 since okay. she it's been two rounds basically.
So can I see that the rest of the group has not got her? Or are they too far away?
Yeah, okay.
At that point, I stand. There's a lot of people around us.
People are starting to. I mean, since she got away and there was no like additional like violence, like nobody tackled her or like anybody got punched. There's like the crowd is kind of like, what the hell was that? But then they're like, oh, okay, whatever. Like,
okay,
just people.
I stand up on the table. Does that put me higher than everyone else?
Yeah. I mean, you can get up on a table and look.
I stand up on the table and just shout and say. What the moon of Anaximander, is that what's the name of this place?
Annex One, Anaximander University.
Okay, well I get up on the table, shout and say, ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask you to please remain calm, but we seem to have found the bomber of the university here in the crowd. Now, if you could please disperse, if you are not the bomber, if you understand what I'm saying, get the fuck out of here. This is official police business. We're trying to capture her. Please do not make this harder on us. We're trying to save you all. Thank you very much for cooperating. And then I just shoot my gun 3 times in the air.
Put up on the table, tell everyone there's a terrorist in the crowd. Shoot your gun a bunch of times.
Right, yeah.
So what your intention here is just like clear the.
I just want to get everyone fucking out of here. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I mean, that's fine. That's a thing that happens. Yeah. People are like, what's going on? Who is this crazy guy? And they're like, oh shit, he's got a gun. And you shoot into the air and they notice that. And then there's some screaming and like people shout and start to like run away basically.
Yeah.
So the area clears pretty fast. Kia, you, and you manage like you're kind of in that crowd as it starts to slip away. You hear the gunshots and some shouting.
I'm able to slip away then with the crowd.
I mean, I think so. They're not going to like turn you over or anything. And everybody's trying to just get away from this crazy guy with a gun.
Okay. Then I'm going to go with the flow of the crowd.
Okay. All right. You're going to try and stay hidden. Let's have anyone who's searching for you. Let's have them make a perception check as the crowd kind of like dissipates.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to get away, you guys.
Oh, never.
And if this fails, if nobody can, Kia, why don't you make a stealth check? And if nobody beats Kia's role on this, then yeah, she gets away.
Oh shit!
Warbots.
No.
Got 11. Oh god! Okay, I can't. It's impossible for me to beat that.
Yeah, the fucking Brookies. What about a 12?
Wait, do I get a plus one?
Yeah. You retain your plus one.
If you roll a 13. All right,
double sixes, baby. It's
if you roll a 13 or a 14. Dream
right here. No whammies. No.
Nice.
No.
Still rolled well.
Okay, so it doesn't mean that they grab you or anything, but right. Yeah, Alfarious, you spot Kia in a cluster of students that are panickedly like trying to get away from the sound of Higgs's gunshots.
I spot her, you said?
Yeah, you see her. You see her, like, duck into a group of people.
Well, okay, I just march towards her then, I guess, and try to grab her. Apprehend her, as the lingo would have it.
Okay, yeah. All right. So you leave the others behind, and you start to, like, try to push through the crowd. And we get that kind of, like, crushed in, sort of, like, terrified crowd vibe as everybody's running, and people are pushing up against you, and you're trying to shove them away and keep an eye on her. And, like, Kia, I think you notice, like, you know you've been spotted. You see Alfarious coming, and you keep looking back over your shoulder, and you're pretty sure you've had dreams like this before where, like, you know, Alfarious was, like, hunting you somewhere. I think that you get to, there's some, like, ornamental, like, canals that run around on this system. You get to a bridge, and like a bunch of people have like moved over the bridge and cleared out. You're far enough away now that you get exposed and you can see at the other end of the bridge, you can see Alfarious like staring at you across the bridge. Just still a couple of people moving, but there's like an empty space between the two of you.
And like, I'm not necessarily surrounded.
No. Yeah. That there's some like, there's a direct path between the two of you across this bridge.
But he's on the other side of the bridge?
Yeah, you're both on the bridge. Like, here's either side. You've started to cross. Alfarious gets up onto the bridge, and you see each other across the way. It's like a little pedestrian bridge.
But I can just keep going. I continue to run away.
You can try and run for it, but yeah, this is the point where, like, Alpharius, if you want to run and try and grab her,
yeah, that's what I do.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see if you're faster than Alpharius. So right. Only Alpharius can make this check, and
is that athletics this time?
Yeah.
We just both make an opposing one.
Yep, just make an opposing one. Whoever it's highest.
Got to beat a 9. Oh my god! It's a tie.
Okay. All right. So
let's just take a break and leave it at the tie.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Okay.
So what do they just like interlock or something? Like, what's the scene look like? Is this cuts to a break?
I think. Yeah. I mean, I think that we see the two of you on the bridge. And she looks at you, Alpharius, you look at her, and there's a moment where it's like that kind of like hunter hunted thing where she kind of like looks back and forth, decides whether to run or not, and then like goes to book it. And that's where we cut, right, to see if Alpharius like gets you or not.
Cool. All right, let's take our first break of the show. Still got 3 hours left to go. Don't go to our more role play swan song coming up. Brad, for this, we'll see you guys then.